Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Here we go, guys. We're in the middle of eclipse season. It's been intense for me. If it has not been intense for you, I would love for you to send me a DM. Tell me what's going on with you and what you've been doing to help you stay grounded and just like chill during this time, because I've talked to about, let's see, probably over 30 or so people in the past few days who have been like just flipping out like I have. So yeah, happy eclipse season. If you haven't listened to my eclipse season episode from a couple weeks ago, definitely do. But today's episode is specifically for April 2024 and our energy update for April. We just had a group Zoom call yesterday about all of this, and there were 7 or 8 of y'all on there, and it was so good. 90 minutes. No, we didn't do, there weren't that many people. So, I mean, there was like 7 of y'all. So we ended up doing just a little bit over an hour, but sometimes I go 90 minutes on these calls, and it was just a breath of fresh air to be able to meet with you guys and discuss all the things that have been coming up for us. I'm going to be doing another one of those calls. It is going to be Thursday, April 11th at 11 a.m. Central. If you would like to join us, it's guests are welcome. So it's the same type of deal I do for my every other Monday alchemy calls, but I'm allowing some guests in as well. So if you want to join us live, DM me on Instagram, just DM me April Zoom call, and then I'll answer back with the information. It will be on Thursday, April 11th at 11 a.m. Central Texas time. It will be post-eclipse, obviously, but the energy of the eclipse lasts through all of 2024, honestly. You'll feel it most intensely till the end of April. So everything is still very potent and applicable. So we're having a post-eclipse call that day. Would love to have you. I want to explain a couple things before I get into the energetic updates. A little bit of the science behind human design. And these are things that are actually studied by scientists that aren't woo-woo whatsoever. So this is like the non-woo-woo side of human design. There are certain subatomic particles that are called neutrinos that are programming us from the day we're born. The sun passes billions of neutrinos through the planet at any given time. The day you're born, depending on the time of day, where on earth you're born, you get programmed with specific neutrinos. They don't get stopped by matter like a light particle, a photon. It can't pass through a solid wall, or else you could see the lamp on the other side of your closed door. And you can't, except if it comes under the door crack. So neutrinos don't get stopped by a solid wall, by matter, and photons do. Neutrinos can pass through very thick concrete, thus why they program our human bodies when we're born. In human design, that's how your energy is measured. Different strands of DNA are activated by different concentrations of neutrinos at different times, depending on where you are born and when you are born. And that is your human design chart. It is a blueprint of the neutrinos activating different parts of your body. Okay, so that's sort of the science behind human design. Right now, according to NASA, so this is also not woo-woo, there are a ridiculous number of solar flares going on. And this means more neutrinos, all that light energy. There have been more solar flares in 2024 so far than 2019 to 2023 combined. And apparently this is going to be even more this month of April. than we've had in 2024 so far. This can be a very uncomfortable feeling. You can have huge jolts of energy that just feels like you put your finger in a light socket, and then you can have times of like complete exhaustion. A lot of people are not sleeping very well. They're up during the night. Some people are taking naps during the day who don't nap, aka me. It's a very uncomfortable time for our physical bodies because so many light upgrades are happening. And this is what, it's good though. Like, it's uncomfortable, yet it's good because this is what ushers in the new paradigm, our upgraded DNA bodies and more light than darkness. I was just on Ali Reeves' podcast, and I'll actually link that episode in the show notes. I talked about this at length if you would like to dive even deeper. And I gave her audience a whole 2024 energetic update. It wasn't just for April. So if you want to dive deeper or go further into the just overall energy for this year, you can check out the episode in the show notes that when I was on Ali's podcast just a few days ago. So April specifically, April is going to be the most chaotic, the most jolting month of the whole year. We'll get it behind us real fast. I think November is going to be pretty interesting too, but just like personally. And this energy sort of does ride through the rest of 2024, but just most potently, most personally, April's going to be the most jolting. There will be more beginnings, more endings personally and collectively than you've had in a really long time. If you have wandered at all from your most authentic and aligned path or purpose, you will be jolted back onto it this month with fun changes and heart changes. Go back and listen to the March energetic update too, because I talk about a few of those things like job, career changes, that kind of stuff. There's also going to be a lot of changes in time and how we perceive time. I'm actually going to link in the show notes a really interesting reel about how we can do some timeline jumping and karmic jumping this month. Love the Scout's perspective on it. So I'll share that. Time is just going to be, we've always thought of it as a linear thing or a thing attached to a calendar. It's actually more of a spiral. And we're going to be able to start seeing cause and effect more rapidly. So sometimes like an action you would take, and I've talked about this before, but an action you would take, the results of it might not show for 3, 6, 9, 12 months, or even sometimes maybe years later. Now it's going to start being way quicker. Like you have a cause and an effect, and a cause and effect, whether it's 30 seconds later or a day later or a week later, it's going to become much more instant that you're going to see the cause and the effect. And that will give, this is actually a positive thing because it will give you the motivation to do good rather than be reactive, to come from a giving place rather than a taking place, to make decisions from love and not fear, etc. It's already showing up for me in lots of ways. It's pretty crazy. We'll get to that in the next point. The next thing I wanted to talk about is polarization. Your old self will be popping up. Your ego is dying and it is scared. The spleen, which is an organ in our body and also a energy center in the human design chart, the spleen is evaporating. It is coming up. All of our fears are coming up. All of our deep-seated shame, all of our old guilt, all of our old regret, all of our fears from the past and fears about the future are all coming up to the surface. It is so incredibly uncomfortable. I have had probably some of the worst 3 days of my life, honestly, during this eclipse season. It's been terrible in a lot of ways because my old self is showing up. My reactivity is coming through. My deepest fears are bubbling up. my immaturity, my selfishness, my reactivity, my defensiveness, my judgment, everything that's attached to my ego is coming up so that it can be burned off and go away once and for all. This is going to be a slower process to have the spleen totally evaporate, but it's going, this month is the time when everything's bubbling up to the surface and you get to choose how much you want to sit and feel it and then let it go. If you want to numb it, it's going to stay around a lot longer. But if you want to actually feel it and process it, you can let it go. Don't get down on yourself if you are reactive. Sometimes just going ahead and running into the fire and doing the thing and reacting shows us, oh my God, I just did what, you know, 20-year-old me would have done. I'm not her anymore. Okay, let's let that go. Let's let her evaporate. Let's step into new me, new paradigm version of me. Right now is a great time to do some shadow work. I absolutely love the book Existential Kink if you want to check that out. The author of that is Carolyn Elliott, and she's actually on Instagram too. I'll put her link to her Instagram handle because I love following her. She has a lot of great shadow work ideas, and this is a perfect month to have that work handy. It's going to come whether you decide to do the shadow work or not. It's going to come. It's just like, how much do you actually want it to fast forward you to your next timeline and to the best version of you and to all the manifestations you're wanting to call in? I am doing some shadow work. The last 3 days, I honestly didn't even have the nervous system or the groundedness to do any of that. I was in pure reactivity mode for 80 hours straight, other than when I was sleeping. And now I've gotten myself to a grounded place. So I'm going to start doing the shadow work and that's going to be fun. Two more things for you guys. One, right now is a time to find community. Thus, why I'm having the April 11th call. If you already have a group that you're part of where you can talk about stuff like this, cool. Go interact with that group, please. If you don't feel like my world is for you and you want some resources, send me a DM, tell me a little bit about you, and I can resource you out to a different community that feels better. But anybody is welcome to our call on April 11th at 11 a.m. because right now we have to tap into sisterhood, community, friendship. This is like the complete opposite of what was going on 4 years ago. Do you remember April 2020? We were all told to isolate. This is the opposite. We need community. There is no such thing as too much community. Now, if you have a 2 in your profile, make sure you're taking alone time, but we all need community. Pay attention, especially to kismet connections that you have over the next few weeks and nudges from God to get you to check out specific communities or meetups. This is one of those. Just DM me, April Zoom call, and I'll get you the information. Last thing I want to talk about, it's going to be an interesting few weeks, especially with like eclipse season, Aries season, and Mercury retrograde all freaking combined. It's just a lot. However, continue your best to allow all the fear, shame, past stuff bubble up, let it burn off, pass your tests, stay non-reactive as much as possible. When you do react, give yourself grace, figure out what you learned from it, figure out how much you've grown since you used to react that way all the time and now you don't. And then know that you have rewards coming the last week of April. Ease and grace will take over come April 25th, 26th, 27th after Mercury retrograde. It's going to be a lot of fire and intensity and chaos until then. And then you will get rewarded with ease and grace and some of your manifestations coming through, depending on what you've learned, how much you've helped your ego dissolve, your spleen dissolve, allow all those things to burn off, and how much grace you give yourself during this time. So rewards are coming. It's going to be good. And just ride the waves of the chaos until then. do as much grounding work as you can. Lots of tools for that all over the place. Breath work, just freaking laying in the backyard on your belly, pretending that there's roots coming out of your belly button and going into the ground as if you're a tree. This cheap, easy way to ground. So many other ways, but do grounding work, give yourself grace, and find community during this time. You're going to need it this month, especially, and the rest of 2024. That is all I have for you. There's a lot of goodness in the show notes, so go check out all of those links. Let me know how you're doing, and hopefully I'll see all of y'all on April 11th on Zoom. Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
It's said that the more time you have to invest, the greater the return. Well, guess what? Kids have the most time if we learn to invest early. That's why I created the Cash Kid Podcast, where I teach kids and some adults financial skills they need to know on how to earn, save, and invest their money. Join me on this journey as we interview experts and explore topics that allow you to grow your money as kids. This podcast will help you become the money expert among your family and friends. Just remember, anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Get ready to grow your financial knowledge and your wallet with the Cash Kid Podcast.